Militants from the Islamic State group proudly distributed this video of its fighters destroying ancient artifacts at the museum in Mosul, Iraq, in February. The group considers the statues and sculptures blasphemous because they're not in keeping with Islamic tradition. The resulting outcry by archaeologists and other experts received some criticism from people who said the loss of plaster and stone cannot compare to the tens of thousands of deaths and injuries in the conflict. But at London's Chatham House, UNESCO Director General Irina Bukova said the concern is about much more than stones and artwork.
Safeguarding cultural heritage is a security imperative and a peace-building measure.
Bukova says destroying evidence of their culture makes it more difficult for people caught in conflicts to recover, leaving them more vulnerable in the future.
All of this, I believe, is part of the same strategy, which I call cultural cleansing. Cultural cleansing is a violation of human rights for thousands, if not millions, of women and men, for the communities. But it also undermines the possibility for future dialogue, peace building, and reconciliation.
Any peace building or reconciliation seems far away in the war zones of Iraq and Syria, and UNESCO says many of the cultural relics that are not being destroyed are being sold illegally to finance more militant operations. Bukova says the organization is working to fight the trade in illicit artifacts and bring the perpetrators to justice. But it's a complex and difficult effort, and in the meantime, militants are continuing to destroy any trace of cultures different from their own. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.